Hi, everybody. I'm Danielle McCartan with Drew Bledsoe, Super Bowl champion, winemaker, and Patriots Hall of Famer. First of all, you're experiencing a renaissance in Boston culture with this Celtics thing.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
It's been pretty fun. You know, Terry Rozier, you know, the whole funny story with him and my cousin Eric, the whole thing is just kind of blown up. But it's been really fun, especially because the Celtics are playing such great basketball. It's really cool.
Celtics or Cavs?
I'm a Celtics fan, mm-hmm. but what LeBron's doing right now is unprecedented, really, in all the sports. So they're going to have their hands full.
So now let's go back to the football here. You're the first overall pick in 1993. I know it was very different then than what it is now with everything that the production value of it.
Yeah.
But what's your NFL draft story?
My NFL draft story, the best one, you know, my family and I, it was the first time we ever went any place on an airplane together. And we flew out here to New York City, mm-hmm. and I tell people it's like the Waltons go to New York. You know, they're just small town people walking around in downtown New York, looking up at the tall buildings, and then next thing you know, it's off to the Patriots.
Now the Patriots were not a good franchise when you got there. You know, what was that? Was that kind of a pressure situation where, you know, you're the number one pick, you're brought in to save the franchise?
Yeah, it's interesting. Have the privilege of being a number one overall pick, by definition, you're going to a team that wasn't very good the year before.
Right.
So you're going into a tough situation. But when we got there, I was blessed to be a part of some teams that that helped change the culture and started to build a culture of winning in New England. And obviously, they've gone on to great, great heights since then. But it was really cool to be a part of those teams that changed it.
Now, Baker Mayfield, I guess, is in the same situation as you were in 1993. Is there any piece of advice you can give to him, being in your shoes now?
Yeah, you know, if you're coming into that spot, you know, you're coming into a team that hasn't been very good. You've got to be able to maintain your confidence. You've got to be able to embrace the process of improving the franchise, and you've just got to know that it's going to be a tough road for a while. But if you can persevere through it, you ultimately can be successful.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Now I have a little printout here, if you want.
Yeah, sure.
I can cut it if you don't. But the five quarterbacks that were taken in the first round, label them elite, one average, and one bust.
I'm not gonna pick a bust.
Okay, elite or average.
But to be honest with you, all of these guys, I think, have a chance for different reasons. You know, I think that they're in good places for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, having Darnold with the Jets out here in New York, I think that's a good spot for him. You know, Josh Rosen, I think he's going to be much better off playing in a warm weather spot down there in Arizona, which is going to be cool. So I think these guys all have a chance to be outstanding players.
And your former Bills? Josh Allen.
Yeah, Josh Allen's a good spot for him. He's a Wyoming kid, so he's used to being cold, which you got to be used to being cold if you're going to play in Buffalo.
That's right.
He's got a big arm to drive the ball through the wind. So I think he's got a shot to be really do a good job up there.
Well, good. That's good news for all of them,
I guess.
Now, you're part of an integral part of the Patriots fabric. Mm-hmm. What did you feel when you returned to New England in a Bills uniform, in a Cowboys uniform, if you did?
I went back in a Bills uniform a few times, and it was cool. You know, the fans there were still extremely appreciative of the things that we were able to accomplish when I was there. And plus, when they booed me, I could just pretend like they were saying Drew, and so it was all the same to me.
Now, we know the story of Tom Brady and everything, but going down when he does eventually retire, is he the best quarterback to ever play the game?
Well, he's going to be in that conversation, you know, but there are some amazing players that have played before and after, but he's going to be in that conversation. And obviously, I taught him extremely well, so he's benefited from that.
Now, the Super Bowl ring, when you look at that, what does that symbolize for you?
Well, you know, for a little while, it was bittersweet.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it was, we finally won a championship, but it wasn't on the field. So,
yeah.
But now, as time has gone by, I'm really proud of everything that we did there. And so I wear that ring with pride.
And I wanted to show you one clip. I'm sure you've seen it, or maybe you haven't.
Who was that?
He was my quarterback for the New England Patriots.
You've never heard of Eric Bledsoe all of a sudden?
No, I don't know who that is.
You don't know who Drew Bledsoe is?
No, never heard of him.
He was a great quarterback in the NFL.
Oh, he was?
Okay. Yeah.
For the New England Patriots.
Hey, Ernie, I got to say something about
that. He started?
You got to be joking.
Yeah, he was great.
Started?
Oh,
yeah.
I'm a Cowboys guy. I don't know.
Shaq and I, we've hung out a few times together, so he's just messing with me.
So the story of Hulk Hogan is?
Me and Shaq and Hulk Hogan, we judged a bikini contest in Orlando together one time. So me, Shaq, Hulk Hogan, how about that? That's
yeah.
So sort of a random
good panel of judges there.
Yeah, pretty funny.
All right, and now a lot on your plate now, being the wine that we're here for, Walla Walla, that's where you're from.
Yeah.
How significant is that to put something like that in where you're from?
You know, the cool thing, being able to go back home and start this business is that my little hometown produces some of the best wine grapes in the entire world. So it's nice. It's cool to go back home, but it's even cooler to go back home and learn something that we can produce something that will compete with any wine in the world.
And they're rated all above 93 points.
Yeah.
It's not just a wine. It's a good wine.
Yeah. We'll take the Pepsi challenge with any wine in the world. We really feel like we're making stuff that's on par with the very best wines in the world.
Now, are you stomping the grapes in the backyard yourself?
No, people don't want my feet on the grapes, I promise.
All right, well, we do have, since it is a tasting here today, one for you.
Cheers.
And one for me.
Cheers.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thanks so much.
Oh, it's good. All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much. Cool. Right on.